You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I got a bit of a serve yesterday on the text messengers for being so politically biased and you know, going on about it all the time. But I mean, have you been alive for the last 9 years? Exactly.
The Wire.
Minister of Education Chris Hipkins has abolished the national standards for the first 8 years of a child's education. The standards were set back in 2010 by the National Party, but by 2016, the country saw record lows in literacy rates. Reporter Connor Now spoke with the president of the New Zealand Educational Institute, Linda Stewart, about what this means for educators across the country.
What exactly are the national standards, and why does the government want to get rid of them?
Well, I think the national standards were a real narrow focus in on reading, writing and mathematics that took teachers, educators away from the rich, broad curriculum that we have as the New Zealand curriculum, and certainly were something that parents seemed to gravitate towards as far as reporting was concerned. And so the reason that actually the Labour-led government have decided to get rid of them is because actually the narrowness of national standards actually detracted from the rich learning environments that children really learn best in, and that's been a real concern of ours for many, many years. Many educators stood up against the introduction of national standards for exactly that reason, that it's narrowing learning down into a one-size-fits-all approach, and as we can see, that just does not work. Each child is an individual and needs an individual learning pathway that will work for them, and they will progress at different rates.
In terms of how educators are teaching, what will change for teachers?
Well, hopefully teachers will be able to be more flexible in their teaching. That real data focus on reading, writing and mathematics will change into the ways that we actually support children to make good progress in reading, writing and mathematics. Opening up that New Zealand curriculum with all its richness, looking at the front end of the curriculum, which has got the essence of the different curriculum learning areas, will be hopefully a delight for many teachers who may not have been able to go into that space before, because they have come through at a time where national standards has been the real focus for teaching and learning.
Do you believe that the national standards have put extra pressure on educators? Because you said that you know, it means that they can kind of broaden their curriculum a little bit more and have more flexibility. I mean, do you feel like, by contrast, national standards are putting undue strain on educators?
I think one of the things that many of the people that I've spoken to around the impact of national standards have said is that actually it's taken some of the joy and creativity, the magic out of teaching, being able to actually really look for those opportunities that provide rich learning experiences has actually been detracted by a focus in on the narrowness of national standards. So yes, I think for many it has. For some, they've carried on, and we acknowledge that. But actually, the focus of teaching and learning needs to be around the richness of each unique individual in their learning pathway.
Considering the national standards had a distinct focus on literacy progress and numeracy progress, has that had any proven impact on literacy and numeracy rates around the country?
It's had really no positive improvements, and we've seen that just recently. So it really made very little difference, actually, in the progress rate of children. And what it has done, though, is it's made us look across the country at data rather than actually really, I guess, focusing in on the schools that actually have that in-depth knowledge about each and every child and their learning progress. And children will learn at different rates. So when we talk about having lines in the sand, like at or above or below, some children can make huge, huge, huge progress in a year but still be below an arbitrary line like national standards, and we want to acknowledge and celebrate the progress that each child makes.
Do you believe there's a middle ground to be found between the national standards that existed beforehand that have been abolished, and obviously having an outcome whereby there is a base level by which each child reads and writes and has those basic life skills?
So what we've got in the New Zealand curriculum is we've got levels in each of the learning areas, and they can work really well for actually reporting around how children are achieving with their learning. Within that, teachers have got a variety of assessment tools that they can use to actually give that picture around where the child is learning and what learning they need to do next. And I think the richness of that and the conversations that can happen with parents around that, as well as with the children themselves, is actually where we need to be and where we need to focus in on.
Will the national standards abolition possibly benefit maybe kids who are less academically inclined, less classroom inclined, and probably more hands-on?
Well, I think nobody likes to be called a failure. And when you have a system in place where some children would be feeling that because they would know that they're below national standards, then obviously it would have a benefit if that system is gone. We want every child to be successful in their learning, and for each child that looks different. And we need to acknowledge that and actually get on with ensuring that every child feels that they're a valued learner in our education system.
So finally, just to summarise, just to get a kind of clear understanding, so essentially the lack of national standards are giving more autonomy to teachers in the classroom and giving them sort of more control as to how they assess and how they track their students' progress.
Well, schools will have those conversations and they'll have them alongside parents, and that's been something that we've done in the past and we'll continue to do here is parents and schools actually discuss the sorts of reporting that they want, the consultation that they want around what actually makes a difference for them as far as their child's learning progress is concerned. And I think enabling schools and parents to do this without enforcing a particular way is actually going to be really beneficial.
That was Connor Now speaking with Linda Stewart from NZEI.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.